in their 30s nowadays. Best season of my life.
No, it's not. It's not. Your time is running out. You still look okay. You still look like you could pass for your 20s when the lights are out at the club or the club dark. So, cool. You can get pumped and dumped by Chad still. Congratulations. This is really a pathetic life. Your whole worth in your mind, I'm sure, is your ability to still attract Chad for D. These post-war women love to try to project value, high value. But no, you're past your prime and there's no getting around it. A 23-year-old woman who looks similar to you is going to beat you out every time. And she's not as jaded. You probably got a more bubbly personality too. Now, this is sad. Let me guess. You're traveling all the time and partying all the time and you're just living your best life. Let's talk about when you're not at the club or out at a restaurant. When you're at home all by yourself after the club. When you wake up in the morning with a hangover and nobody cares about you. And the guy you slept with last night can't remember your name. You're not going to convince us that that's winning. Let me guess, you probably don't have kids. And let me guess, you're still going to be in the club at 36. Talk about living my best life. I hope you're going to have your 2.5 to 3.5 million to retire. Because I'm sure you feel like you don't need no man. But when you start crunching the numbers, which most women don't do, you'll realize you do need a man. But it'll be too late.
Something can just switch. You know, maybe you can just like, oh, I don't like him anymore. Would you stay married to him for the rest of your life?
If we have kids, it's not about me anymore. I would rather see my kids grow up in a home where they're at every statistical advantage rather than statistical disadvantage. Because if the father is out of the home, that you put that kid at risk.
Women don't care. It's all about them. I'm not feeling it anymore. And like that, she'll break up a family. I'm not happy right now. Life isn't about being happy 24/7. You're not going to be happy 24/7 regardless. The new guy you get with, you ain't going to be happy 24/7 with him. If you stay single, you ain't going to be 24/7 happy with that. So if your family's not enough to fight for, then nothing in your life is ever going to be worth fighting for, and you're going to be miserable regardless.
Ben Affleck's been married to J-Lo for 72 hours, and he's already fighting for his life. Baby, if you need a night off, I'm here. If you need a B12 shot, a good night's rest, some green juice...
Yeah, he look rough, but I think he's an alcoholic or something. But look, never go back to an ex, period. If y'all didn't work out, it was a reason y'all didn't work out. You're not missing nothing. I don't do the breakup, makeup. If we were meant to be, we would have worked it out and stayed together the first time.
Men sacrifice their happiness a lot for women in relationships.
Yeah, kind of. A perfect man Sunday. I'm wake up, a little late. It's gonna be 12 o'clock. You're gonna hit the NFL countdown. You're gonna turn the game. You're gonna shut the you watch the game. After your team wins, you go into the bar, celebrate with your boys. Good night. Now, add a woman to that. Why are you waking up so late? We should do this today. Like, man, the Ravens play at, you know, at 1 o'clock. I mean, you're just gonna sit here and watch NFL all day all by yourself. Now we're sitting there like, man, I mean, the salad, I don't even watch half of the game. Hey, I have a real story. Lamar Jackson's highlight against the Bengals when he did a spin move and can't.
Yeah.
Guess who missed it? This guy. Because somebody was there like, oh, I mean, they winning by 20 points. Like, this really ain't the game. You could just chill with me. No, I'm going to watch the whole game.
This is why you just got to have balls of steel and just say, no, I don't care what you're talking about. Get out my face. I love you, but get out my face right now. I'm watching the game today, and then I'm going to celebrate with my boys if they win. No, I'm not hanging out with you today, but I will hang out with you tomorrow. But if you keep bugging me, I don't even know about that.
Look through it.
Yeah, can I look through your iPhone? Yeah. Hi, guys. We're going to look through your Instagram. How many guys DM you? Sent. Nothing but guys on here. Look at that, guys.
If you and a chick DMs like this, she's never going to message you back, bro. Forget it. Stop double sending. Stop liking her latest pic thinking that's going to get her attention to send you a message back. She's not going to do it. She's out getting plowed by Chad or at some bar. Being the low life that she is. That's why I don't put much value in looks. I mean, especially with women, the better she looks, the more of a scumbag she is, especially these days. Usually.
Do any of these guys have a chance for you to
hit? No, absolutely not.
Why not?
I'm not looking.
So why do you bother messaging back?
I don't, if you look at
them. Okay.
they'll like my pictures and I just like it. Okay, thank you for liking it.
Well, why not just delete it then? Or why not just have it for family and friends and don't have any pictures on it? Just have a blank a blank avatar and just use it for people you know personally because you love the attention. And you love the power of being able to just ignore dudes because it makes you feel like you're important and a goddess. But you're not. Just common bar trash.
Do women crave validation?
No, I don't. At least I don't.
You don't? So what if I DM'd you?
I wouldn't respond.
You don't crave validation, but you at some bar half-dressed. And I bet all your pics on IG are half-dressed. What are you posting those for? Yeah, I know.
I'll like, if you like it, I'll just like your comment.
So you're telling me you won't respond to me?
No.